Hey, I'm Scott and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, on Letters to Thailand, I'm going to go over a letter from a guy who wants to talk a little bit about the cost of living and expat attitudes. Dear Scott, great insights. I just wanted to add a bit of perspective from my experience here in Thailand pertaining to cost of living. Using Bangkok is like comparing living in a Wisconsin city as opposed to living in New York City or LA. I am in northwestern Thailand in a medium-sized city. I pay 5,000 baht for a new Western Standard apartment. Water, electric, satellite, and internet is included. The apartment is fully furnished. This is a fairly expensive apartment by the average for this area. Average restaurant food prices are 40 to 60 baht for dinners, 35 to 45 for soups. So actually, you know, it may be a little cheaper where he's at, but it's not a whole lot cheaper. Let's see here. You are correct about buying Western brand foods at your local Lotus, Tesco. Premium prices. I don't see that comparative as being necessarily valid, however. If a person is making the choice to live in another country, especially a country with vastly different foods, living standards, acceptable amenities, and very different cultures than your home country, one should not assume to keep using the same products, eating the same foods, or living up to the same standards as your home country either. Now, I have to go over some of this here. First of all, I live in a house and it's 7 grand for 2 bedrooms, and there's a little outdoor area. I lived in a place before, it was a 3-bedroom with a larger outdoor area than the place we have now, this townhouse that we have now, and it was 6,000 when we started. It went up after a few years to 7,000, and this is for a house. You can find apartments in Bangkok for 5,000 baht, and some of them are quite nice. I have a buddy who lives on Ratchada. He lives in a place at 7,000 baht. So in the smaller cities, it is a little bit cheaper for the most part. I had a place in Udon Thani many years ago. It was 3,500, and with the cable and everything else, it was about 4,000 baht. So yes, you can get a cheaper place, but I think that in the end, you end up paying more because you are in a more isolated area. Now, he says that I'm correct about buying Western brand foods at your local Lotus Tesco premium prices. Now, here's the thing. I don't shop at Lotus Tesco. I may have used an example of Tesco, but almost never do I shop at Lotus, period. And when I do go grocery shopping, I use either Foodland or Freshmart. Now, to say that those are premium prices, I don't necessarily think that that's correct. Anytime you go to a grocery store anywhere in the world, the prices are going to be a little higher. Now, the thing is that if you say, first of all, you got to remember something. He's talking about how he doesn't think everything compares and this and that. Well, the name of my channel is An American in Bangkok. It's not an American in Chiang Mai. It's not an American in Korat or somewhere like that. It's an American in Bangkok. And generally, I am speaking about Bangkok because it gives you a good place to start with your prices. However, he is correct in that, obviously, Bangkok compared to, say, Korat, there are going to be differences just like New York or some little podunk city in the U.S. Also, I really disagree with this last statement. If a person is making the choice to live in another country, especially a country with vastly different foods, living standards, acceptable amenities, and very different cultures than your home country, one should not assume to keep using the same products, eating the same foods, or living up to the same standards as your home country either. Now, I'm sorry, but I disagree with this. And I will tell you why, and it's very simple. If people come to Thailand to live here, they're not coming because they say, most people are not coming, I want to live just like a Thai. No, they're coming because they go, wow, it's a good value for the money. That's the difference. And while I love eating Thai food, I don't want to eat it all the time. Just like in the United States, I don't want to eat American food all the time. I want to have the choice available to me to eat different foods. And if you are on a very low, strict budget because you choose to be or because you have to be, whatever the reason is, if you say, I'm only going to live off of this much, you are not going to have as many options as those who have the money. I mean, it's very simple. And what I see is a lot of people get pissed off about it. I always get thumbs down from people when I'm talking about a budget that is, in my opinion, chump change, and it's a bullshit budget. That's the way I look at it. $500? Give me a break, man. I mean, if you were living in the United States and you said, I live off of $1,000 a month, okay, granted, it's different if maybe you've bought your house and you have absolutely no bills and you live on a little houseboat or something and you don't ever go anywhere and basically everything is taken care of, but whatever, you're able to live off $1,000 a month. Okay, but how many people can do that? Well, if you're living in Thailand, I mean, let me put it to you this way. If you get an orange juice in Thailand, the cheapest box, and I think it's about a liter of orange juice, is something like $2, not quite $2. That's for one box that's about a liter. Sometimes you get the 2 liters for, what is it, 100 baht, 120 baht, or something like that. Peanut butter is like $6. Butter is like $5 in some places. So if you are the kind of person who does not always want to go to the market, which, like a fresh market or something like that, or you don't want to always go pick your own onions, then you're going to pay more. It's very simple. And, you know, sometimes when we're in Surat, we have fruit and vegetables right on our land. And sometimes we go out and we pick a basket of stuff. We spend an hour or two. We make it a little family thing. The kids go out and they pick peppers and we pick this and pick that. And we get little cucumbers and stuff like that. And we have some food that was grown right on our land. But when we're in Bangkok, we're not going around looking for places to pick berries or to pick cucumbers. We go to the grocery or we go to a fresh market. It's very simple. And that stuff costs money. You gotta pay. Jesus. And you know, the thing is that you gotta think about it another way. If you buy a gallon, what is it? I don't know. I think it's a gallon or two liters or something like that. It's 189 baht for milk. Now, somebody like me, I got kids, I buy like 3 of those a week, okay? That's about 550 baht a week, 2,200 baht just for milk. Now, granted, I have kids, and I don't really drink milk, and not everybody else is going to drink milk either. There's a lot of people that don't drink it. But my point is, there is a product that you use, and if you buy this every week or every 2 weeks, it's going to add up. But I have the option to do that because I have enough to be able to buy that. Okay? Some people don't. Well, now they're not going to have that milk. It's very simple. They're not going to be able to buy that, whatever the product is, they have to do without. So it is a matter of sacrifice. And some people are willing to sacrifice and they're just fine with it. And other people, they're doing it because they don't have any other choice. If you're getting Social Security and you're only getting $450 a month, and maybe you got $100,000 to your name, and you're 75 years old, it's probably not as much of a big deal as it is if you're 22, and you have $1,000 in the bank, and you're trying to live off of $500 for the rest of your life, $500 a month. So there is a difference, and there are times when I think that you just got to do what you got to do. But anyway, he goes on. When you talked about some of the Western products, it should be noted that the only reason stores even attempt to stock these items is for the foreign customers. Sorry, that's bullshit. I mean, you're going to tell me Sony only stocks stuff for foreigners? You're going to tell me that Hugo Boss only sell to foreigners in Thailand? Listen, the thing is that there is a perception that Thais are poor. There is a lower class and an upper class, and the middle class is fairly small here. But there are a lot of very wealthy Thai people here. So to say that some of the stores only stock for foreigners, yeah, maybe in the tourist areas, but that's about it. Just as in America, I would expect the Mexican immigrants, for example, to accept and integrate with the American societal modus operandi and way of life, so should an expat in China be expected to fit into the new society and culture they have chosen. Now, I don't agree. I mean, don't disagree with that. However, I think in America, America has conformed to Spanish society. When I go home to Florida and I'm told that a woman who, she doesn't speak any English, in an American city, and, oh, well, you know, that's because Spanish is the second language there, so she's allowed to get a job where she doesn't speak any English. To me, that's just wrong, and it's not the same. I do think that at least you should try to, a foreigner should try to conform to the societal norms here. That doesn't necessarily mean you're not allowed to eat Italian food or go buy a steak, but if you don't have any money, you may not have that option. You might be stuck with eating fried rice. Simple, okay? I have heard many Farang here in Thailand complain about cultural differences in how certain aspects are abrasive to them. Then why are you still here? Well, now, there's two kinds of people, and I'm definitely like not like what you are. I'm not the kind of person that says, if I have something I don't like here, I've got to shut my mouth and never say anything about it. And if I don't like it, I need to go home. Listen, that's bullshit. Okay? Obviously, if I've been here for as long as I've been here and other people have been here for quite some time, maybe you have time to open your eyes and see different things and you find things that you like, but you also find things that you don't like. And since in America, I'm allowed to say, this is how I was brought up. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but when I was brought up in America, you have the right to say something, whether it's positive or negative. Now, you have to be respectful about it, but if I don't like something in the American government, I can say it. Here in Thailand, I watch myself when it comes to speaking about the government, but when it comes to things like dual pricing, the discrimination against foreigners, yeah, I don't like it. And you know what? I can talk about it all I want. And if you don't like it, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Too bad. I'm going to say whatever I want to say. And there are a lot of other people that feel they can say whatever they want to say. And just because you live here doesn't mean you are not allowed to criticize or to complain. And that's the thing. And, you know, one thing that I think Thai people have a problem with is admitting that they are wrong, whether it's because of losing face or because they don't like to admit that maybe their country is more fucked up than they want to admit or whatever. However it may play out, however you want to look at it, bottom line is just because I think something may or may not be the way I like it or may not be something I like or agree with doesn't mean I got to get on the next plane to go. And when I hear that kind of stuff, I just think that's a bunch of bullshit. So that's the way I feel. Now you know. Then back on topic, one can live very inexpensively in Thailand. And parts of Thailand that are away from the financial centers and away from the tourist-based areas, it is really about why you want to move to Thailand as far as what places you are choosing to live. I don't think necessarily it's about why you want to move to Thailand. I think it's about where you want to move. What do you like? If you like oceans and you want to be by the beach, you're going to live in a place like Phuket or Pattaya or some other place, Krabi or wherever it may be, but it's close to the beach. If you want to be near mountains, you're probably going to be near Chiang Mai or something like that. But, you know, it is what it is. It is really about what you want. Bangkok is about as far from traditional Thai culture and lifestyle as you can get. So if that is what one seeks from their experiences here, that person should look to an area that can, in fact, provide that cultural experience and lifestyle. Let me tell you something. If you think Bangkok is as far from traditional culture and lifestyle as a person can get, I would say you don't know shit about Thailand. Because in Bangkok alone, there are many, many areas and many things and many experiences that are as traditional as you can get. I mean, you know, go to Chinatown. Go to Hualongpong. Go to Chatuchak Market. I could go on and on and on. There's just a huge number. Go to Klang Toei. There's a huge number of places that are just as traditional as every other part of the country. And while they may not be your ideal of traditional Thailand, Thais live there. That's like saying, well, Pattaya is not the real Thailand. Yes, it is. It may not be the Thailand that you view of rice farmers and nice smiling people and that sort of thing and little cheap restaurants where you may not see that, but it may still be that, and it's really your perception of what traditional Thailand is. So I don't necessarily disagree with a lot of what you're saying, but I also don't agree with some of this stuff. The big thing is you're saying that, you know, if you disagree with anything in Thailand, then you should just leave. Why are you here? Personally, I think that's bullshit, because, you know, I don't like the political problems here. It doesn't mean I'm going to leave. Listen, I hope Thais work it out. I think it's a sad situation. I think that it's a difficult situation, and that I personally have absolutely no influence over what happens here. So whether I like it or not really doesn't matter. I don't like it. I don't like the problems. Who would like a problem like this? Who would like problems like go on here with the political situation? Would you like that in your own country? I don't think so. So I don't get the point of this. And, you know, I think that if you're going to come over here, expect that, like I said before, coming to Thailand, living here, is like you're starting out in a relationship. When you start out in a relationship, if you really are into the person and she's into you, it's about that time. That time frame is the magic period. Whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or a year, you're just like, oh my God, she's the best thing that ever happened to me. Oh, Thailand is so wonderful. And slowly but surely, you start to see the person for what they really are. That they have their flaws. Doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad person. And then later on, you see, they've got their mood swings, they've got their ups and downs, they've got this, they've got that, they've got some great positives, but they also have their negatives. And yeah, I'll be the first to admit, that's how I am. I mean, I've got a lot of positives, but I got some negatives too about me. So I think the country is just like that, and I think people have a relationship with the country just like they have a relationship with it could be a member of the opposite sex or just people in general. Relationship's a relationship, okay? And with this country, I think the relationship takes a lot of patience, and it takes time to get to know it. The country is like an onion. The culture is like an onion. You just peel it and peel it and peel it. You think you start to know things, and you learn a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and that onion, it just seems like the layers are never ending. So anyway, that's all I got for now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Until next time, chok di lat chok an mai.